The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Braun Silva, and today my guest is the truly tremendous Judy Dupart. Now, you might know her from her hit reality series that she stars in with her wife, Debrat, or maybe you've seen her line of hair care products, Kaleidoscope, on the shelves of Walmart or Target. But either way, I've got her here with me to chat all things motherhood and business. And we might even get a surprise cameo from a very tiny special guest. So check it out. Two and a half months in with the new baby, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. We have a very happy baby. I'm mother of four, but my other children are 20s.
Okay.
Like a new kind of experience of motherhood for me, because I was really young the first time around, and yeah. I also think that I'm in a different place in life, so I appreciate all the little things, like the smile and the laugh and the giggles, you know, all of the little things are just big things for me.
I really love that. And how is it watching your partner like experience it for the first time, because that must bring you a lot of joy, I'm assuming, too, maybe some laughter.
Even during the pregnancy, like when we first talked about it, she looked at me like I was insane. And I was like, I'm telling you, pregnancy is something that if you have an opportunity to experience, you should experience. There is no kind of love or bond or connection like it. So she did it, and she's just super grateful that she did it. You know, when the baby first moved, I believe I posted that, and she was just in tears, and we first got to see him on an ultrasound and all of the things. And now it's like the first at least 4 weeks, every single day she was just crying over him. I'm like, you know, it's great to watch that, because I don't know. It's just great to watch that, having that kind of support. And it's great to watch that, knowing that you've done something like this with somebody that's so appreciative. So appreciative. It's not like, oh, we got pregnant. We intentionally had a baby, and she's more in love than I've ever seen her. That's the best way to.
I really love that, because I was, you know, when I was researching to talk to you today, I did look at some of the clips of Brat Loves Judy, and I watched you guys like go through your donor journey and like how careful you have to be with that, and like what the thought process. You're right, it's not just boom, we're pregnant. This is like a very intentional journey that you went on. And I know Brat was 49, I believe, right, when the baby was born. And so do you think that all plays into just how, I'm a mom of two boys. I'm grateful for them every day. But sometimes I'm like, ah. And I wonder if, because of both of your journeys, if it plays into, you have this extra level of gratitude, if that makes sense.
Probably so. I think my wife never expected to have children, but she also never expected to be married. So right. A lot of these things are kind of new, and now that she gets to see it, I don't know. It's like, it's indescribable. She's the most nurturing person that I've ever met. So she to me was perfect candidate for being the mom. And now watching her, like, the biggest thing right now is sometimes when he might have gas, She just, you know, she can't take it. She's like, I'm like, you can soothe him, but it's just, it might continue. It's just going to take an hour or so. And sometimes he's going to have to cry. She don't understand that he has to cry. She doesn't want to hear that. She feels like if he's in pain, she's in pain. And I get all of that. So yeah, I think she's appreciative, because she never saw it. She never expected it.
Yeah. And it's nice that she has you as a partner to help guide her through, because you've been there before. But I do want to switch gears a little bit and talk about your business. Tell us about Kaleidoscope, what it means to you, the inception of it, and all of that.
Kaleidoscope Hair Products was something that I started. I used to have Kaleidoscope Hair Studio. I was a hairstylist for over 20 years. And so I started Kaleidoscope Hair Products while having Kaleidoscope Hair Studio. The reason why I named it that one is because I love colors. That's actually the name of our website, ilovecolors.com. And you know, the kaleidoscope is the toy that you put to your eye, you turn it, you twist it, it turns different shapes, different colors. So I decided to name my brand after it because that's a full representation of who I am. I'm very colorful. Sometimes I even have colorful language. And it turned into something that I never imagined it to be, right? I didn't from a child say, hey, I want to be a millionaire. Hey, I want to do this. That was never the thing. I was perfectly fine with being a full-time hairstylist and talking to my clients and all of these different things and having like communing inside.